Today is Thursday, the 16th of October, in the 28th week of Ordinary Time.
Deus in adjutorium meum intende, Domine ad adjuvandum me vestibulum, Gloria Patri et Filium et Spiritum in Sancto, sic ut erat in principio et nunc et semper,
the monks of Pluskerdon Abbey sing, Deus in adjutorium meum intende. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us.
In omnibus gentibus salutare tuum, confiteatur tibi populi Deus, confiteatur tibi populi omnes, letetur et exultet gentes, quoniam multitas populos in equitatem, et gentes in terra diligens, confiteatur tibi populi Deus, confiteatur tibi populi omnes, tenat et fructum suum, benedicat nos Deus, Deus noster, benedicat nos Deus, et metuat Deum omnes fines terrae, gloria patri et
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your ancestors killed. So you are witnesses and you approve of the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that this generation may be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be charged against this generation. Woe to you lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering. When he went outside, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile towards him and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say.
How do you sense the atmosphere in today's scene? You could place yourself in amongst the players. Take in the facial expressions, the tones of voice. Feel the heat in the place, the hostility.
Thank you.
In one word, how would you describe Jesus here? Watch how he challenges. Observe how he deals with cross-examination. Try and get the measure of the man. Try and get a tiny measure of the very Son of God. Listen to the passage again and notice any word or phrase that stays with you.
Woe to you, for you build the tombs of the prophets whom your ancestors killed. So you are witnesses and you approve of the deeds of your ancestors, for they killed them and you build their tombs. Therefore also the wisdom of God said, I will send them prophets and apostles, some of whom they will kill and persecute, so that this generation may be charged with the blood of all the prophets shed since the foundation of the world, from the blood of Abel to the blood of Zechariah, who perished between the altar and the sanctuary. Yes, I tell you, it will be charged against this generation. Woe to you, lawyers, for you have taken away the key of knowledge. You did not enter yourselves, and you hindered those who were entering. When he went outside, the scribes and the Pharisees began to be very hostile towards him and to cross-examine him about many things, lying in wait for him to catch him in something he might say.
Allow Jesus to turn to you when all is done for that day of great tension, to walk away to a quiet place together. You might want simply to sit with him. Give him time to rest. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be,
world without end.
Amen.